You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
He's
scored!
On Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, on this day.
On this day, Vossie, Tuesday, 26th of March, in 1845, a patent is awarded for adhesive medicated plaster, the precursor of the Band-Aid, 1845.
Wow. Guess who's 70 today? Clive Palmer, 70 today. Here is some of his best work while an MP in Parliament after the retirement of Bronwyn Bishop.
Goodbye, Bronwyn. Bronwyn, goodbye. Goodbye, Bronwyn. Bronwyn, Bronwyn, Bronwyn. Goodbye, bye-bye. Goodbye, Bronwyn. Bronwyn, goodbye. Goodbye, Twiddle-two.
Wow. Wow, that's in Parliament.
What a... did I don't really say what a... former Wallaby. It's rugby union. Former Wallaby Matt Burke is 51 today, and former Wallaby Drew Mitchell is 40 today. Happy birthday.
Have you got a birthday in the A-League?
Yes, Sydney FC Ufuk Talay is 48 today.
Wow, you've covered the sports well. I've got Dennis Kimmitty, legend of commentary. He is 75 today.
Burns, Swan kicks inside the forward 50. Rocker comes to it. Well, Rocker, like my wife driving, needs a fair bit of lane.
Actor Martin Short is 74 today. And in 2012, Madonna's 12th studio album debuts, hitting number one on the Billboard album charts and sells 350,000 copies in 2 weeks. What was the album?
Oh, it was a big one. You brushed over Martin Short. He's 74 today. You just don't like Martin Short as an actor?
I'm sure I did say Martin Short, didn't I?
Yeah, no, but you brushed. No, but I mean, you did it very quickly. You didn't give it any sort of, well, good on you, Martin. Happy 74th if you're listening on the app.
Right.
Is he dead? He might be. No, he's 74 today. He's still with us. Yeah, right. Mm. And here's the big one to finish. Charlie must have written this. In 2001, Gorillaz, with a Z, released their debut self-titled album, which becomes a surprise chart success in the US of A.
Love forever, love is free.
This is the good bit, isn't it? This is feel good. Is anyone
going to bring it?
Turn it up, Charlie.
Surprise chart success, yes. Surprise.
That's Charlie. That's Charlie all over. That's his ringtone. That's the, that's it. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Goodbye to our Queensland listeners. You can keep listening on the app, but we've got plenty more coming up.